Hi, it's Patrick from intensivecareathome.com.au, where we help long-term ventilated adults and children with tracheostomy to improve their quality of life, and where we also help hospitals and intensive care units to save money and resources whilst providing quality care. In last week's blog, I was talking about what's currently best practice guidelines for long-term ventilated adults and children with tracheostomy at home. You can click on the link on the blog to read that blog post. And I have also provided you with some information about the latest guidelines about mechanical home ventilation. In this week's blog, I want to tell you more about what does it really take to put the best practice guidelines into place. Thankfully, those best practice guidelines for mechanical home ventilation exist, and they have been developed over time after people had extensive experience with providing intensive care at home for long-term ventilated adults and children with tracheostomy and their families. The main things that stand out in the guidelines and also make a smooth and frictionless transition back home from intensive care possible is that the guidelines are supporting intensive care units in freeing up beds in their busy ICUs. Those guidelines are having cost-effective for intensive care units and hospital health services in mind. They're recommending discharge from intensive care to a home care environment, and that it is possible for ventilated adults and children with tracheostomy if the right structures and the right mindset is in place. And a safe and a recommended option for long-term ventilated adults and children with tracheostomy when done with accredited service providers that exclusively work with critical care trained nursing staff like Intensive Care at Home does. It's focused on benefits for ventilated adults and children with tracheostomy and their families, and those benefits are far greater than the risks. The risks are minimized by having accredited services with highly skilled critical care nurses, as well as by having an intensivist, respiratory physician, anaesthetist, pediatrician, neurologist, or even a GP overseeing the care from a medical point of view. Those guidelines are also focusing on key KPIs, such as minimizing readmissions back to hospital, and those KPIs need to be strictly monitored and managed to help supporting and building a sound and robust service structure to keep clients out of intensive care. The guidelines are also benefiting all stakeholders involved in the process so that a win-win situation can be achieved. And most of all, reintegrating ventilated adults and children with tracheostomy back into a more normal life in a non-inhibiting home care environment as opposed to an inhibiting intensive care environment. And the guidelines are providing a holistic care model that is family and client friendly. If you feel like our model of care resonates with providing some of your patients and their families with opportunities outside of intensive care, I would be very happy to have a chat and find out what your thoughts are. You can send me an email to patrick@intensivecareathome.com.au, or you can ring me directly on 041-094-2230. I will also be at the ANZICS conference in Hobart on the 17th and 18th of October next week. I'm looking forward to meet you there. This is Patrick Hutzel from intensivecareathome.com.au, and I'll see you again in another update next week. You could also leave your comments here on the blog. Thank you.